Campbell and Farwell. Mornings on Country 106.7.
I want you to be careful with how you craft your next email or perhaps your next series of emails. It turns out that people who have deep, dark secrets tend to change their language and behavior in emails to friends. Here's how it works. Secret keepers tend to be more socially active and hyper-vigilant than usual. So during the secret-keeping period, if you are the one with something to hide, you tend to send more emails per month to the people you're trying to hide the secret from compared to when you don't have that secret. You also send slightly longer emails when you're keeping a secret. You respond more quickly to those that you're trying to keep the secret from, and you use more negative words, also more emotional words. So, for example, if I'm keeping a secret from producer Paulie, then I will send him more emails this month than I did last month before I had the secret
possible?
To keep.
You email me all the time.
That's true. It's because I like you, Paulie. Uh-huh. Deep down, I like you. But I will send you more emails this month than I did last month if this is the month I have the secret to keep. I will also respond to you more quickly this month because I have a secret to keep from you. And I will write you longer emails as if I'm trying to tell a story about something and just, you know, distract you from the actual truth.
Why is this? Do we know?
We're not quite sure why this is, but they do believe the findings could someday lead to a system that automatically flags lying emails. So imagine, like, you know, you've got your, like your, well, we have this thing called a clutter box on our inbox now, which I just confuses the heck out of me. But
you can turn it off. I've turned mine off.
Trust me, I turned it off about the same day it arrived in my inbox. I'm like, I don't need this crap. I got enough problem with junk mail and all this other stuff, right? So anyway, we've got all these other things going on in our email, but just imagine if this system comes out that you can flag lying emails. It'll come in with like a big red flag, liar, liar. It'll flash, have a GIF going on in there, lying McLiarton, right? It'll be awesome. Exactly. Or it could just be like emails I get from the jerk who runs this place, and I know automatically it's full of crap.
Campbell and Farwell. Mornings on today's best country. Country 106.7.